This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Although more people are getting vaccinated in Louisiana, the state is still among the lowest with vaccination participation. And it's also having a surge in cases and hospitalizations. Louisiana hospitals are experiencing more COVID-related emergency room visits. During a press conference last Friday, Dr. Joseph Cantor with the Louisiana Department of Health explained the situation.
It is not an over-exaggeration to say it is as bad now as it has been at any point in the pandemic. And what's scarier than that is that the trajectory really has not yet showed any signs of slowing.
The Louisiana Department of Health reports more than 11% of all emergency room visits involved people with COVID symptoms, and some 40 hospitals have now asked the state for help with staffing during this latest surge. The reports show there are 349 COVID cases per 100,000 people, once again making Louisiana number one in per capita for COVID infections. Dr. Cantor also revealed that a growing number of cases involve younger people.
We are seeing more children sick with COVID now with Delta than we have at any other point in this pandemic. And the number one age group in terms of new cases, 18 through 29-year-olds, followed second by people under the age of 18.
Currently, there is no vaccine approved for children ages 12 and younger. A new school year is about to begin, and so far, Governor John Bel Edwards has left it up to local school systems to choose what mitigation measures they see fit, with the exception of the federal mask mandate on school buses. But things may change later today, as the Democratic governor will hold a press conference this afternoon, as he is expected to address the possibility of a statewide mask mandate. This is Red River Radio.